The Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Do you swear to tell the truth? The whole truth? And nothing but the truth?
You want answers? You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
And welcome to the program. I am your host, Justin Clark, protecting you from the hypocrisy throughout America. From Dafuniac Springs to Winter Springs, Georgia even, down to Orlando. Together, we will bully the bully. Stay on the program. What are your thoughts on prenuptial agreements? Huh? I guess Britney Spears is marrying a fitness dude. And he came out and said he has no problem with the prenup. Does that make a new relationship less romantic or not? We'll address that. I went to a restaurant, okay, fine, bar last night, trying to hire this guy. Turns out his girlfriend was there, said he got shot by the police a couple days ago. Death by, suicide by cop, no big deal. That was weird. So much to get to today. Norm MacDonald has passed away. The Roomba will now not vacuum up your dog's poop. And much more to get to. Quick housekeeping before we begin. I will be taking your calls and text messages. Here is the phone number. I like to hear from you, by the way. Even if you've never called in or texted in. Let's do it. Let's hang. 321-339-1055. Download the Florida Man Radio app and listen to us right there around the world. But a great show for you on the actual and live radio this morning. But I cannot do it without the team. To my right, tight black dress with a little cover-up on it, Queen Kayla is here. Hello, Kayla.
Hello.
Directly in front of me, Florida Gator hat, black t-shirt, pulling double duty for day 8. EC is here. Greetings.
What's up?
And now it's time for the opening statement. This should be interesting.
Legitimately, last night I had a meeting with my partners of one of our businesses. And then I went to this restaurant right down the street from where our meeting was because there's this guy who I really enjoy. He works at this bar. Nice, nice dude, former Marine. And I've been trying to hire him to work as a sales guy for our media company. Now, my partner in the media company has always sort of avoided it for some reason. And I was like, look, you need to call this guy. Former Marine. Good guy. I think he would be great in sales. He would be great at bringing business to our media company for our TV shows. And for some reason, she kept saying, like, okay, I'll get to it. And she's kind of a go-getter, honestly. So I was wondering what was going on. I think she had a feeling. So he wasn't there last night. You know who was there? His girlfriend. And I was like, hey, where's Sam? I want to talk to him. I want to hire him on the spot today. She's like, oh, you didn't hear? I hear what? Oh, Sam committed suicide by cop the other day. Aww. I was like, what? What happened? I guess it turns out he seemed like a real good dude. You just don't know anymore. Like, you don't know. People are like effed up, man. I thought he was a great guy. I thought he was going to be a great hire for our organization. I guess he was, like, beating the hell out of her, or at least some girl. According to the story, he was beating up some woman, mm-hmm. like, bashing her head against the ground or something.
Oh, God.
The neighbors call the police, and the cops show up. This girl, and I don't know if it's her or not. I think it was her. I think it was the girl I was talking to last night, honestly, because that was his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Unless this was, like, a side piece or something. I don't know. Mm. She didn't mention this part of it. Cops show up. Pulls out his gun, points it at the cops, and dead. Just like that.
Wow.
Can you imagine? You don't know. It's like weird when you meet people anymore. You don't know if they're effed up in the head or not.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of this couple, that Florida couple, EC. You did a story the other day where they went on this, you know, one of these dumb, like, van trips around the world things?
Mm-hmm.
Where you, you know, the thing I think about these people who do these van trips. And no offense, because I have two people that I know who are currently on, like, a 3-year van trip. Where do they go to the bathroom? There's no bathrooms in these dumb vans.
You go to rest stops.
Right. Gas stations.
Really?
Yeah. Or they're at state parks. They go to, you know, the restrooms of state park, or they're in the woods.
Yeah.
So
they just go in the woods.
Wait, don't some of these vans
No, these weird people who go on these van trips. They like outfit a van. There's no room for a bat. This is not an RV. It's a van.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, this is like a Sprinter van.
I think they judge people who have RVs like, "Oh, we're in a van. We would never have an RV. That's too luxury. That's too much of a luxurious lifestyle." But now this couple, here, hold on. I got the story buried here somewhere. But it just makes me think, like, these people are just weird anymore. You don't know who to trust. You got to, like, really be careful anymore. Don't you think? Like, I almost hired this guy who wanted to get shot by the police. I really wanted to hire him. Yeah, he's banging his girlfriend's head against the wall. And then points a gun at officers. And apparently he shoots at the officers, too, before they fire 15 shots at him. And I got to tell you something. If you're going to point a gun at cops, that's what you get, isn't it? I have no problem with that whatsoever. You point a gun at the police, you're going to get shot. You deserve it. I mean, I feel badly for the guy, former Marine, good kid, I thought. But, you know, if you're going to point a gun at the police, you're going to get shot. That's all there is to it. They have every right to do that. Don't you think? Yeah. Imagine being a cop and having to pull people over at 3:00 in the morning. And every time you go up to a car that you pull over, you're worried about getting shot. Every time. Right? Yep, for some reason we hate police. The cops are bad, really. Imagine living like that. Imagine saying bye to your sons and daughters every morning and like not knowing if you're going to come home. Because you might pull someone over for 180 and a 70, next thing you know, boom. So I don't blame him for shooting this guy. But I thought he was a nice guy. I guess some of us made the right decision in not hiring him. You know?
I feel that.
Okay, so it's this couple, Gabby Petito, and you did this story the other day, EC. Gabby Petito, Brian Laundrie. Is it Laundrie?
Yeah.
I hate that because now it reminds me I got to do laundry. Can't he have a different last name? Seriously, can I call him something else? Can I just call him Brian?
No.
Because I don't need a dude name. I don't want to do a story with a guy named Brian Laundrie, and all of a sudden I'm having heart palpitations thinking I got to do laundry. This is not fair to me, if you think about it. I don't want to do any more stories about a dude named Laundry. And now all of a sudden, all I can think of is F my life. I got to do my own laundry. Anyway, so this couple, aren't they from Florida? Because it says she's from New York, but I could have sworn he was, at least he's from Florida.
He's from Florida, and I think she was living with him here in Florida.
Okay.
So her family is from New York.
So anyway, it's one of these couples who's like, oh, life sucks. We're gonna sell everything, and we're gonna outfit a van with a bed, and we're going to go drive across the country. Which, look, I feel the same way half the time. Time out. I'm going to move the... I can't see you because of this microphone. Time out.
I mean, I could have done that.
Thank you. That's okay. Look, I'm just the host of the show. Don't worry.
I know. Could you move that microphone instead of just jumping out of your seat?
I'm going to mop the GD floors in the kitchen later, too. Don't worry about it, EC. I got everything covered around here.
Oh, can you, though? Because they're getting gross.
Because DJ eats every day, all night long. Right?
He's also only one of the few that actually wipes stuff up, too.
Oh, he does so, clean
yeah,
after
yeah,
himself?
He cleans after himself.
Good. So this couple goes on this a van trip across the country. And then she stops responding to her mother. And dude just shows back up in Florida. He's like, hey, I'm back. Where's Gabby? I was like, I don't know. And by the way, I have a lawyer and I'm not talking to anybody. I mean, you think that maybe they're speculating he might have something to do with this, right?
Just a touch. No, I mean, non-guilty people don't show back up at their house and request a lawyer.
Right.
And without the girl.
Yeah.
Where's Gabby? I don't know. Apparently the cops were actually called for some sort of disturbance around the time that she went missing, or around the time that they hadn't heard from her anymore. But they're not reporting on what this disturbance was. And neither of them called the cops, but someone else called the cops. So obviously there was something bad going on. Well, it turns out that he has a Spotify playlist that he created September 1st, the day after the last text that she had sent to her mother. And it's a playlist entitled... Self-consumption, Mountaintops. And he's got these weird ass songs on there that make you think, okay, obviously this guy did it. Have you ever heard of Matt Berry? Mm-mm. Me neither. I haven't. I'm sorry. I just haven't. Well, I tested out a little bit of his music prior to the show to play you the songs that he had on this playlist. And I got to tell you, I'm not a big Matt Berry fan, but I'll let you be the judge. So the first song is called Woman. It says, your woman is your angel, is your left side, is your whole life, easily the most beautiful thing in the world. She'll soothe you, she'll accuse you, she'll confuse you. You want to hear it? You don't want to hear it, do you?
I mean, we have to hear it.
You're not super excited, though, I can tell. I know that look. That's the look of, can we just get to Shannon's show? can we just get to 3 o'clock East mm-hmm. Coast? I know that look. This is Matt Berry, Woman. This is on Brian Laundrie's Spotify playlist that showed up the day. He killed her, obviously, right?
That song makes me want to go walk out into that lake.
I know.
It's kind of depressing.
I know. Oh my God. And this was the day after she went missing, so to speak, or the day after she last texted anybody. This song sounds like I can just see him in this dumb van with his little, like, cooktop thing. What do you call hot plate, right? Isn't that what they cook on, mm-hmm. a hot plate in these dumb vans?
Yeah.
I can see him making, I don't know, a grilled cheese on the hot plate, being like, I should have killed her. And he's feeling really guilty. You know, he's like, how am I going to deal with this? And then he's like, you know what? I'm just going to drive back to Florida and say, here I am. Oh, where's Gabby? I don't know. Utah? I don't know. So that song just reminds me of killing someone and then feeling badly about it.
Yeah.
But then she's like, she'll confuse you. And he's like, yeah, she confused me. That's why I did it. But this is on his playlist. The moral of the story is, if you're going to kill somebody, don't create a new playlist the next day of sad songs that remind you of killing somebody, okay? Don't do it. I think it's a horrible idea. Oh, don't worry. There are more. He had 4 songs on the playlist. You want to hear the next one?
Do you have the one about the decomposing badger?
Yes.
Okay.
What, you read that in the story?
Yes, I read that in the story. I wanted to hear that song.
Also, first of all, he's obviously a big Matt Berry fan, whoever the hell that is. By the way, can someone text me? Do you know who Matt Berry is? 321-339-1055. The first person that texts me that you know who Matt Berry is, you get something. We'll figure it out. I just hate this music. This is called The Badger's Wake, but I don't know how long I can stick with this, EC. It's horrible, isn't it?
It is horrible, but is it?
It's horrible, yes. That's the only word I can come up with.
Oh, no, I mean, I tried to... Is it the same one as the actor Matt Berry?
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
He's been in a lot of British shows. The most famous, he's like that What We Do in the Shadows. That's kind of the vampire show, vampire comedy show. It's kind of been really popular recently.
Sorry. No. Trashman Steve checked in. hold on. Let me check you in, Steve. Give me a second. I feel like we're off to a slow start today. Bing. Trashman Steve is here. I know who Matt Berry is. He's that guy who writes really terrible music. I agree.
I think it is the same guy.
He's a British actor trying to be a musician. Okay. Same dude. Mm-hmm. Matt Berry. Well, I got to tell you, this guy who killed his girlfriend in the dumb van thing really liked them. Created a whole playlist about it after he kills his girlfriend. And then just shows back up in Florida like, hey guys, made it back. Really? You missing anything? Nope. I got the dumb van. What about your girlfriend? Right?
He's got a good lawyer. Smart lawyer.
Oh yeah. Like, shh.
Well, but his lawyer's like, hey, if they can't find a body, you're clear. You're free and clear, my friend.
Yeah, the best lawyer advice ever is shh. Yeah. Hey, stupid. Shut up, stupid. That's the best lawyering advice you could ever get. Here's another one. Take My Hand by Matt Berry, also on the playlist after he killed his girlfriend. I hate this guy. I do.
I like that one.
You like it? Dance with me, Taylor. Dance with me. audition for some new roles, buddy. I mean, you need to stick with acting because your music sucks. And why did this killer who killed his girlfriend in the dumb van thing, what does he see in this Matt Berry? It's unbelievable to me. This music sucks. And it makes me think he killed her. The first song makes me think he definitely killed her. Yeah, I don't have any doubt. And I got to tell you, they should add a few years for him listening to this dumb music. Like, if they're going to do life with the possibility of parole, they should do life without the possibility of parole just because he listens to this crap. Woo! Okay, that's enough.
I like that one.
You like that?
Mm-hmm. I'll put that in my playlist.
Yeah, sounds like a sick British folk band music.
It sounds like a guy who is an actor trying to sing. That's what it sounds like to me.
All right.
I'm not even sure if he's a good actor. I'm going to guess not. Matt Berry, ladies and gentlemen. 10:21 in the AM, 82 degrees. Traffic sucks. Matt Berry. I mean, first of all, let me tell you something, EC. This story was like number 15 for me. I didn't think I was going to get there. I don't know how I got here, but I sure wish I didn't. Because now I got to think of this Matt Berry all day long. And we're losing focus on, we have a missing 22-year-old girl. And all I can think about is, this jackass listens to the worst music. And he just killed his girlfriend in a dumb van thing. And all I can think about is, how in the world can he listen to this crap?
And maybe she put it on his playlist, and that's why he killed her.
You think that's what it was?
Maybe. I don't know.
You know, we shouldn't make light of this. I'm not trying to make light of it. But, God, I mean, who would listen to this? Unbelievable music. No wonder they have messed up in the head. 321-339-1055. Let me see what you think about Matt Berry. We should be focusing on dude kills girlfriend, right? We should be like, oh, we need to go find her. We shouldn't be focused on dude has the worst Spotify playlist ever. And I kind of blame you two for making me focus on that. You should have stopped me. Andrew Candu is here. Hello, Andrew. Life with that song on infinite replay should be punishment enough. So Andrew thinks dude shouldn't even go to jail. He just have to listen to that all day long. Which one? Huh? Which one of them? Is it Matt Berry's Woman? This one? And space. Or is it Matt Berry's The Badger's Wake? Or, to make matters worse, Matt Berry's Take My Hand? Is Dave the drummer here? Dave, what do you think, buddy? Our official musical correspondent.
I think Take My Hand's going to become a rejoin here, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, she likes it.
Yeah.
No one ever said she had great taste in tunage. Let's be honest. That's true.
I do. I'm musically diverse.
What's up? 443 is here. Hello, 443. Who's this? She probably jumped off a cliff after having to listen to that crap.
That's so sad.
Mike is here. Matt Berry is the original creator of the song Meet You in the Moon.
I could see it.
Yeah. Is he talking about my greeting cards?
Yes.
Yes. I jump over the moon for you. Dear so-and-so, I would jump over the moon and you. Oh, God. What the hell happened this morning? What are we talking about? Sean is here with a picture of a outside toilet. Good morning, Justin and crew. This is what van dwellers use for a toilet. It's a toilet on a big, what do you call that kind of bucket?
Well, that's just a toilet on a hitch off a truck.
Yeah.
Over a bucket.
This music absolutely sucks. Thank you, Sean, and we agree. And if you guys are dicks to me today, by the way, I will shut up and play Matt Berry all show long. I would be nice to me.
I will Joe Biden you so fast.
I bet you will. Pete is here, road magnet. Isn't Matt Berry a fantasy football guy?
He is, yes.
Yeah, I think that there is a guy.
He doesn't sing that song, though.
Oh, yeah. Melissa is here. You were right. That song sucks. Thank you. James is here. Hello, James. Hey, guys. Driving my Doberman to chemotherapy. Need some prayers. Prayers, brother. Prayers, man. How old is your Doberman? That makes me sad. That makes me even more sad than listening to Matt Berry on the Florida Man Radio Network. You know who's more sad about that? My bosses, probably. Or I don't know if I would call it sad. I would call it angry at me. Don't you think? Like Shane and Stevie right now are probably like, yo, you got a EC. They're going to have a direct line to you. And like, you need to cut this guy off or give him a look. Like, don't let him do that anymore.
Yeah, I think, I'm not 100% sure if they're on their way back from Fort Walton.
Oh,
yet,
God,
but
I hope
not.
They
may be driving faster if they are. Oh, so.
I hope they're not in the car listening right now. Seriously. Jeremy, not in Lakeland. Speaking of bathrooms, they are launching 4 civilians into space for 2.5 days this afternoon. Wonder what they are doing for the Dookie up there in that tiny little capsule. I did see this, and it's kind of cool, I guess. I mean, look, we got, what is it, who didn't even make it after all? Was it Bezos that technically
Bezos,
they didn't make it?
Well, he made it, but they don't want to qualify him as an astronaut because he didn't fly it.
I see. Well, these guys are going up for 2.5 days. That's a pretty long time, isn't it? Right? And they're not even astronauts. But then again, don't you kind of...
2.5 days is long for just a...
shoot. I believe that's Shane. Yes, Shane is here. Yep, driving and listening. Damn it. Don't you need to, like... I heard they're doing some crazy stuff over on the Wolf. I would check them out if I were you, gentlemen. Honestly, I heard Chad was being a little aggressive this morning. Over on our sister station, 103 on the Wolf. I heard he dropped some S-bombs, and if I were you two, I would check them out. That's what I would do. Karen is here. Good morning, friends. You just never know with the people out there. I've learned recently just how many wackadoodles there are. And Karen, you've proven that to me as well with your pictures of you at the local Planet Fitness. Karen posts pictures on Twitter every day of like people doing super weird stuff at the gym. And it's every day. Humans never cease to amaze me anymore. Colin is here. Matt Berry sounds like the mamas and the papas had an abortion. Fish is here. What up, Fish? That song makes me want to listen to a John Kerry speech so I can fall asleep. Good one. Dave the drummer, our official musical correspondent, is here. Good morning, gang. That music is garbage. Oh, that was Stevie texting.
Yes.
Okay, Stevie, I'm sorry, buddy. Can you just turn us down? Because it's going to get ugly. You know what I mean? It is. But I won't play Matt Berry anymore, okay? You have my commitment after this. One more time. Why do I feel like Matt Berry's going to take us to break here in a little bit as well, right? This is Matt Berry's Woman. This is the song you play on your Spotify playlist after you kill your girlfriend in a dumb little van that you put a bed in and a hot plate. Okay. What goes through people's heads when they're like, you know what, life sucks. I'm tired of this life. I'm going to buy a van, and then I'm going to put a little a bed thing in the back and a hot plate, and we're going to go across the country.
I mean, I'd love to do that, but okay. It would have to be like now where I am with my wife.
Yeah.
Where I think I could go drive across the country with my wife in a tiny van and be fine. Like someone in a new relationship, that's like going out canoeing on a first date. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, I agree. So what do you do? So you just on a perpetual road trip? Is that what it is?
Basically, yeah.
I like it.
You would do it?
I would.
With a dude, right? Or would you? I mean, you'd have to have a dude with you. Well, because you've got to have like sex and stuff.
Wait,
I'm just, if you're gonna go like,
you don't have to.
Right, you could go with a friend.
Oh. Yeah, for 8 months without. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Find truckers at the truck stop to satisfy your urges?
I don't have urges.
Oh, you don't have urges. You're 20 what?
25.
Okay, right. Yeah. Tell me another one.
Truck stop. I mean,
well, where else? You're on a road trip. Where else is she going to get sexy time?
That sounds like a prostitution.
No, it sounds like you have urges. You're 25.
So go to a truck stop.
What? Yeah, she could be out in a nature park and see a really hot nature guy. You're like, you got to go pick up truckers. Nothing wrong with truckers, but
come on. That sounds like prostitution.
Find a group of bicyclists in the little spandex with the little shoes on.
I don't know. Maybe she finds what she likes.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, but see, I don't think this is a girl's adventure. I think this is absolutely a dude. Well, look, if you're gay or lesbian, fine. But I'm saying if you're a heterosexual female, I don't think you go on an 8-month roadie with your chick friend.
I could. No, I wouldn't do 8 months because that's a very long time.
You couldn't
time.
Go 8 days.
I could do 1 month.
Uh-oh, Kayla. Are we going to have to give you the TikTok of my lesbian test?
Uh-huh.
Because she wasn't here for that one.
Oh, she wasn't here that
no,
day?
She was out that day.
Oh, what a disaster.
There was a TikTok, are you a lesbian?
Yeah, TikTok has a are you a lesbian test. And it's basically what they're saying is all people are born to...
All women are born
lesbian. Well, even yeah. the lady even said they're all dudes. All people are born liking women.
Yes.
And that women are just trained by society to ultimately like men. And then there's a test for it. And basically, I got to tell you, I wish I could pull up that test. I would give it to you right now. Can we? Can you find it? Can you Google that? No, we're taking it. I got a lot of stuff to get to, but there's no way I'm skipping over this opportunity.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the, are you actually a lesbian test? On TikTok, and we must do it, EC. We have to do it. I forgot that she was out that day. And there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, no, the question number one is, can you go on an 8-month roadie with your girlfriend mm-hmm. and not worry about having sexy time? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That would be question number one to me, because if you say yes to that, I can understand you wanting to go in a dumb little van deal with the hot plate. If you're in love with a man, you know, like your lover, mm-hmm. I can understand that because you got a bed in the back. You can satisfy your urges. But to do it, I wouldn't do it with a guy friend. That's for damn sure. Not a chance. I would go on a roadie for, you know, 3 or 4 days with a guy friend, but that's it. Hmm. The only time I would retrofit a stupid van with a bed and a hot plate is if I was going with a girlfriend. A wife, a fiance, something like that. Did you find it?
I did. I'm going to print it up in the break.
Oh. We can't do it now? I'm excited about it now. You can read them off.
We have to go to the break, so it's
no, we're early. We're early. We're good. You can read the question. So this is the TikTok.
Right,
and question number one is, will you go on an 8-month RV trip with your girlfriend?
I said not 8 months.
Well, that was the question, though. You're not dictating the questions. I am. Would you go on here's question number one, and I made this one up, of course. Would you go on an 8-month RV trip with your girlfriend? 8 months. No dudes.
Not for 8 months.
Where did the one go that I had?
Uh-oh. Let me hit your text messages while he Googles.
Dan
O is here. Hello, Dan O. No way you go on an 8-month roadie and not bang the chick you're with. Even if she's homely, you still have sex.
What?
Sean is here. He's agreeing with me.
Oh.
He's saying by day three, we banging. That was his follow-up text, just so you know.
Oh, wow.
I did not invent that. I did not say that. That was Dan O.
Okay, Dan O.
Sean is here. You don't need a travel partner. Just meet some strange in some strange town. But you don't believe in one-night stands.
I don't say I don't believe in them.
No,
I don't
that's
do
exactly
them.
What you've said.
And that sounded just like them. A country song, though.
Yeah, you don't believe in one-night
no.
stands? What?
Strange in some strange town.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard a country song as well. Justin J. in Pennsylvania. What up, Justin? The music should be played in Sleepy Joe's ear to help keep him focused on his script so they don't have to cut him off. Great show. God. Keep it up. Thank you, brother. Billy's here. All I found is a wood spoon to stab my eardrums. Please stop that horrible music. I agree, buddy. Look, I had to do it. It was part of the story, Billy. I'm not trying to play DJ here. It was part of the story. I had to play it. I had to. I'm not going to. Okay, a little bit. Matt Berry, Woman. By popular request here in the program. Sorry. I won't do it anymore. I mean, I can't promise. Bob is here in Pensacola. Hello, Bob. That music is shallow grave music. Aw. James sent a picture of his Doberman. She's 8, and she's adorable, buddy. I hope she gets better. That makes me sad, pal. Did you find it?
No, they seem to have taken... I thought I found the same exact article, but they took the test part out. So I'm going to have to see if I do some more research.
Here's what we're going to do.
I have the video.
Here's what we're going to do. Let's take a break now. When we return, the TikTok test, they say that everyone is born attracted to women. And you're only taught to ultimately, if you're a woman, be attracted to males by societal pressures.
Compulsory heterosexuality.
Yeah, that.
Oh.
And yeah, TikTok that. Has a test to see, are you actually a lesbian?
Oh.
We'll do it after this quick break. Matt Berry's Woman takes us to a break. You ready? It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network. Confuse you, she
loves you. Florida Man Radio.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
I mean, level with me. We all get stressed out. I get it. Would you get one of these van things and put a little bed and a hot plate and just go tour the country? Because in some ways I'm making fun of the concept, but it does sound at least interesting, I would say. You know, escape all of our problems and waking up at 5 a.m. and in EC's case right now, staying here till 9:30.
Yeah, that's pretty much my life right now.
And I can understand how that could be fun, although I think I would get bored after, I don't know, a month? Mm-hmm. Two weeks?
Would you really? Because you are,
I don't know.
Like you're at the same place. It's one thing if you're just, you go for 5 months to wherever, one spot in the van. Yeah. But you are constantly doing something new every day.
So
you want to go do Route 66, you go Route 66. You want to go to the national parks, you go to the national parks.
But how long do you stay at each place? Is it just one night and you're just perpetually driving? Or do you stay 3-4 days or you just decide when you get there?
As long as you want. If you got the time and the money to just do that, why not?
Your dad is your best friend. You've never said that, but you and your dad are like best buddies.
Yeah, where are they?
I would say. Your dad loves you, I can tell. And he's a big fan of our show. So I like that. Your dad's cool. Anyone who likes a show, I like them. But would you go on this little tour with your father, or would you have to have your wife with you?
I mean, that's like a 3-month thing as a guy's trip. Like,
You would do 3 months with your dad?
Yeah, I think that would be interesting.
And what would you do about sexy time?
I can go 3 months.
You can?
Right. Yeah.
Who can go 3 months without sex?
People who
are in friend zone all the time like you.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you heard me.
Not me.
Oh.
What?
I'm not in friend zone.
She's the one placing them in friend zone.
Exactly.
I would do 3 days with a dude. Like my little brothers. I would go 3-4 days. Not a month. Not 2 weeks.
What?
Yes. No way. But does this whole little, not an RV, because these are not RVs. These are... Because and I know this because these people that I used to have on my old show were the traveling, I think, Rogans.
Yeah.
And they would come on and they were real cool, like sort of free spirits, you know.
I love
it. And they just lived in this van thing. And it's not super comfortable. I mean, there's no bathroom or anything. It's literally a hot plate and a little bed in the back. And that's it. And they just drive around the country. They stay with friends and family or at parks or I guess the side of the road. I don't know. But before the break, Kayla said... She would do 8 months with a girlfriend.
I said, not 8 months.
Okay, 1 month. Here's the question. Would you go on an 8-month van trip with a girl?
Yeah, but I wouldn't do 8 months.
You don't need to look. It was a yes or no. It's a yes or no question. Okay? And you said yes.
I wouldn't do 8 months with a dude either.
Sure you would. Mm. Of course. Yes. Mm-mm. All right,
I live by myself. I like to be by myself.
Let me, you know, a lot of people say that until you actually really fall in love, and then you realize you want to be with the person all the time.
Okay, I'm not in love, so.
So okay, you're kind of annoying right now. I got to tell you, I don't know, but it's annoying. Whatever you're doing, it's annoying me. Let me ask you a question. Have you, do you feel like you've ever been in love?
No.
Never.
No.
So right, you're still at that place in your life where you think that I like to be alone. I need my me time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe she needs this trip.
Go with a girl
country and then she just finds her love of her life in some mountain
Toledo.
Mountain man in Montana.
She met some dude in Toledo.
She gives you calls like, hey, I'm not coming back. Right. Me and Gus, the mountain guy, are going to live in the forest from here on out.
You might want to call Brianna because I ain't coming back. Because me and Steve in Toledo, we tied the knot. Where did he do it? Oh, in the little van thing?
Uh-huh.
So... I want to be clear about something. Yeah, I understand girls who are like, I need my own time. I need me time. Mm-hmm. But don't you think if you actually fell in love with a dude, you would want to be with him every day?
Probably.
See? Thank you. Now, let me ask another question.
Okay.
Do you like dudes or girls?
I like dudes.
Okay. We're going to find out right now. There's a TikTok challenge.
According to TikTok, you may not.
According to TikTok...
TikTok.
They believe that women are born only liking women, and societal influences make you ultimately like men. All right? And TikTok came up with a test.
Yeah. Yes, which credible we're, source.
Go ahead, raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
All right, she's sworn in, EC. Let's do it.
She probably heard, should have heard the questions for us, because here we go.
Oh, God.
All right, question one.
Uh-huh.
This is to... From a, I believe it was a 1980 essay by Adrienne Rich, who was a lesbian feminist, and her compulsory heterosexuality. Okay. She wants to say that...
I feel like we need some music, actually. Hold on. Hold, please.
Do you have questions for a lesbian quiz?
Go ahead. Are you a lesbian quiz tunes or no? Okay, let's go.
All right, question one. Are you only attracted to celebrities or other unattainable men?
No. Heck no.
All right, and this is you answer yes to any of these questions.
Raise your right hand again.
Yeah.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God.
Yes.
Thank you. Go.
All right. Number two. Do you like men until they like you back?
Do I like men until they like me back?
Let me fill in the gap. So you like a dude.
Yeah.
And then if you find out he actually likes you, you're like, you know what? I'm over this.
No, that's weird.
I feel like that's what you did with Mr. K somewhere.
No,
you were chasing him.
No.
And then he was like, you know what, baby? I'm into you. You're like, peace.
No.
That's what it sounded like to me. I mean, I'm going to answer for her. Yes. Okay, fine. I'll let her answer, but I disagree with her answers.
No.
All right. Have you ever kissed a girlfriend for, quote, practice?
No.
Okay. Question four. Do you feel bored or nauseous when intimate with men?
No. Nauseous? Oh, my gosh. No.
Okay. And number five. Do you enjoy hanging out with men until they flirt with you?
Depends on the man, but no.
I don't feel like we were getting honest answers, but if you're answering honestly...
I mean, that last one is kind of a tricky one.
Yeah.
Man.
It just depends. Like, some men, if they're just flirting, I don't like them, then yeah, I'm like, ew, stop flirting with me. Leave me alone.
All right, so
she is...
You got 4.5 maybe here on a 5 scale.
I'm kind of lesbian.
I'm not sure she was
totally honest.
There's
just a little sliver of it there, so...
Okay.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know if I believe your answers. I think those are radio. I don't want to embarrass myself answers, honestly.
Can we find the quiz where we check if Justin Clark is gay?
I got to tell you something. I'm straight. I'll tell you. I would tell you. I don't care. What do I care?
Okay.
I'm super straight.
Question one, have you ever purchased jeans that cost more than $150?
Yes.
Well, according to TikTok, uh-huh. You have some things going on.
Maybe a little, on the other side.
Do you currently live in a house with another dude?
Yes.
Does he make you dinner?
Has another man cooked you a meal lately?
Yes. Yeah. All of the above.
Dang.
No, I'm straight, man. I would tell you. What do I care? Why wouldn't I tell you? All right, is that it? So she's straight.
Yes.
Yeah. Because of societal pressure, she likes men.
According to TikTok.
Well, no. She has not been pressured into it by society.
Let me hit some text messages. What is that sound?
Somebody outside the door.
Oh. Join us, 321-339-1055. I want to hit some text messages here quickly. Pete checks in. Hello, Pete. You may treat the witness as a hostile witness because of her refusal to answer the questions as asked. I kind of agree with Pete on that deal.
Hmm?
Yeah. Steve is here. Hello, Steve. Obviously, Justin has never been married. LOL, 3 months is a cakewalk, baby. That is correct. 42, never been married. It's pretty impressive, isn't it?
No.
I think that's impressive. How do you go 42 years without ever, like, just falling into it? Seriously. What? You're not impressed by the fact that I have never been married?
That's not an impressive
I think it's impressive.
Thing.
Bebby is here in Tennessee. Hello, Bebby. Good morning, Justin. Remember, Queen Kayla is still very young. She will find love someday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The right man's out there somewhere.
The right man's there in Toledo. We already decided. Hey, it's Pete in Toledo.
Oh my god!
I love Queen Kayla. Jeremy's here. You can only live in a van by yourself. I've done it for a few months. It was here and used Disney water parks and the golf clubhouse for hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
Really? That setup was pretty good for me. I think I could do the van thing for 2 or 3 months. I think that would be about the limit for me.
Mm.
And I would have to have like my girlfriend or wife with me, I believe.
Mm.
Like someone's got to take care of stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah. What? Oh, what?
<That's>
Don't owe me. Don't act like you're so self-sufficient all of a sudden. Don't get on your little high horse.
Okay.
Just because I need someone to take care of me. It's ridiculous. And then we need sexy time, too. I think so, don't we? No one wants to go 3 months or so without sexy time, do they?
Just you.
No, no one. No one does. And I think that when you actually find love, you're going to get off this nonsense about, oh, I need my me time. Ah, I don't want to be with the guy all the time. I think if you really find someone you love, you want to be with them every day.
Okay.
Isn't that right, Stacy? My man. How are you, brother?
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I got you beat just a little bit on that.
Oh, by the way, hey, too quick. I'm not trying to interrupt you. I know that's rude. How's it going with the whole fiance who dumped you 20 years ago thing? Are you guys still together? Oh, good.
Yeah,
I'm very happy to hear Stacy. Just to get you updated, Stacy, when he was in high school, like 30 years ago, dated this chick for like 2 days, and then she wouldn't talk to him again. And then they reconnected on Facebook, and he won't tell her that she dumped him 30 years ago because he doesn't want to, you know, freak her out. And so it's still good. The relationship is going strong. I just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah, we're getting married October the
16th. Attaboy. Aww. Glad to hear it. All right, what's on your mind? I'll stop interrupting you now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to have that sexy time. 3 months.
Yes, exactly.
You get a little backed up after 3 months.
Absolutely right. Where are you? Are you in Tennessee?
Oh, I just got off work. I'm on my way home. We're working on a patio cover I'm building.
Oh, good deal. Anything else on your mind today, buddy?
No, man. I just wanted to throw that in there.
I'm glad you did. All right, Stacy, call us soon.
Hey, one more thing, yeah. Justin.
What's up?
She don't listen, but in the event she does, don't bring that.
No. Yo, you and I, we got guy code, brother. I would never do that. Yeah, you just give me a heads up. Hey, she's listening today, and I'll be like, oh. Your new love, who you've never met before, Stacy, said he loves you. Okay. I promise.
I might decide to call him one day when she's in the car with me.
Do it. Yeah, let's do that. And everyone listening, and me and you and EC and Kayla will all know what's actually going on. Mm-hmm. But we'll make a joke out of it where I'm like, I promise I won't give up your secret. How is that?
There you go.
It'll definitely be one of those, like, you know, it's like you met her sometime doesn't it? It's just that type of love.
It's reincarnation. You know, in a past life when you guys were cats, you actually fell in love. Not high school. All right, brother. Thanks for calling.
All right, man.
Bye. Love that guy. It's a funny story that he got dumped by her. When they were in high school, reconnect. She has no earthly idea that she ever dated him before, and he won't tell her. Because I think he's afraid if he says, "Hey, baby, you remember when you dumped me in high school?" She's like, "Oh yeah," and now she's got to see the flaws that she remembers from high school.
He doesn't remember why she dumped him. Yeah, and then it's all going to be something like, "Oh, that's right, you're that guy that said something. That's why I dumped you."
Yeah. Yes. Uh oh, EC's wife is here. Uh-oh. I like this. Let's see what she has to say. EC's wife checks in. EC's wife here, I don't know if I could go on an 8-month van trip with anyone. I would need more space. Mm-hmm. EC's wife, 20 years, don't need it every day. All right. That's not nice. Here's what you should say, EC's wife. Look, I know he's I want it every day from him, but I know he's tired and I'm giving him some rest. You got to act like you want it from him every day. You know what I mean? Don't say that. Just say, okay, he needs some rest because he's been pulling double duty with Justin, Ed, and Shando. But don't say you don't want it every day.
And also the 8-month thing is like, I told you, we've been married long enough that I wouldn't kill her during the 8 months.
No.
That's the type of relationship you need. Like, you need space, and that's why you have the woods and stuff like that. But I could go on a van trip for 8 months and not kill her. So,
see, I almost feel like if I was with the right woman, I could do 8 months and I wouldn't get annoyed by them, but maybe not. What do you think?
I think I would.
You would get annoyed.
Space, yeah.
I don't think I would.
I will tell you the one test, the most perfect test of relationship ever, is to go on a canoe trip.
Canoeing is the way to go.
Why?
Because you're in the same little boat.
Yeah.
Trust me here. You're in a canoe.
Yeah.
It's a 2-person canoe. Either one person has to paddle or each of you having to paddle, and you have to paddle in coordination down a river. That most of these runs here in Florida get smaller. You need to do different things. Uh-huh. So you will have to talk to each other, and I will tell you right now, if you don't have a great relationship, you will want to hurt the other person about midway through a trip down a river on a canoe.
Okay.
I would probably tip the thing over at some point on accident.
All right.
I'm sure I would. I mean, the canoes are very tippable.
I mean,
when's the last time you've been on a canoe?
That first time you're like, paddle right, and she's paddling left, and you're going, paddle right, and she's still paddling left. And then she's like, don't yell at me.
And then all of a sudden we're working against
each
other.
And then all of a sudden you're banging into the side of the bank next to an alligator. You will decide how much you love that person.
All of a sudden we're going in reverse and tipping the damn thing.
Oh,
Jeremy said you don't need a wife or girlfriend on a van trip if you have $50. I get it. Is that at a truck stop, buddy?
Oh, wow.
My mother is here. Hello, Mom. Hey, amazing team. Nothing better than having a healthy, happy relationship. I agree. Kirk, not the jerk. The kissing a girl question should be changed from for practice to dared or curious. I've never met a girl that hasn't kissed another girl, and my number is rather large.
I had to read exactly off that way that was written. Yeah. Otherwise, I don't want a trip to HR. So
yes, exactly. Chubbs and Soto. Hello, Chubbs. In the kayaking industry, we called them divorce boats. Tandem kayaks, that is. Really?
Yeah.
I never heard this. I didn't know that this was a thing. Apparently, Chubbs agrees with you. I don't know. I've never really kayaked or canoed with a girlfriend.
See, that's the thing. It is a relationship killer. Either really? You have a great relationship or you will not speak to each other again for a week after doing that.
Wow.
Bob checks in. My wife and I rented a tandem bike and needed 6 months of therapy afterwards. Seriously, you guys are messed up. Why everyone hating your girls right now?
It's nothing to do with hating. It is one of the most ultimate relationship tests.
Have you ever heard this, Kayla? No. And I know you're only 25 and all, but I'm 42 and I've never heard this.
Never heard it.
I didn't know that tandem bikes and canoeing was a test of your relationship. This is a thing, huh? Yeah. Huh. And have you ever been canoeing with your wife?
Yes.
And how'd that go?
Okay.
Not great? Did you guys have an argument?
I think, again, everybody does. It is one of those where you're either working together really well or you're going to yell at each other. She won't go canoeing anymore for that.
She won't go canoeing with you anymore. No. Have you ever been on a tandem bike journey?
No. No.
Is that the bike with two people?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I could see that being frustrating too. Like, better pedal harder. I'm doing all the work.
Exactly. You got one person's always going to think they're doing more work than the other person.
I'm doing all of the work. It's ridiculous. Oh, Eric's dad is here as well. Let's see. And by the way, Eric's dad, I called you guys best friends earlier. What'd you think of that? Eric's dad checks in. He is speaking the truth. It will go good or horribly wrong. I didn't know that. Speaking of horribly wrong, let me ask you a question. Let's say you fall in love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go off and get married. Do you believe in these prenups or not? What do you think? And I'm asking this because you did the story yesterday on Britney Spears, so it came to my mind because I was looking into this dude to see if he was like Federline again. Was that it? Federline?
Yeah.
Kevin Federline?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out he kind of is the guy that the dude she's marrying.
He's like a fitness expert or something like
he
that.
He had to make a statement yesterday on Twitter or something being like, don't worry, we're getting a prenup. It's cool. But it got me thinking. Like if I fell in love, right, mm-hmm. and I ran off and got married, would I... Oh, your dad said we are best friends. That's sweet, buddy. Would I go get a prenup or would I just be like, you know what, F it. I'm just going to throw caution to the wind. What would you do in that situation?
Get a prenup.
You would get a prenup.
Yep.
You see, what would you do?
Type of money.
Yeah, it is where you're at in the world. Like,
yeah.
If it's me right now, well, there's nothing she could take from me. So. But I mean, if you're in the position like Britney Spears, where she is super rich and she's super vulnerable, then yes, a prenup is the best thing that she can get.
Well, we're gonna have that debate, but let's take a break. When we return, prenup or no prenup? Also, the MTV Video Music Awards. Remember they had that fight? Who was it? Machine Gun Kelly and what's his face?
Uh-huh.
The ratings ran on that show. Staggering. They're absolutely horrendous, and I absolutely, for some reason, love it. Let's do it after. Hold on.
Best friend.
Let's do it after this quick break and the news. It's Justin Clark and Matt Berry on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Things in that place.
Florida Man Radio.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
hour two for a Wednesday. Kayla's here with me. EC's here with me. Beanbag Nation here with me. You can join me as well. 321-339-1055. The New Orleans Saints were the first team to have all coaches vaccinated against the virus, which makes the story yesterday a little weird that six coaches on the offensive staff have come down with the virus. How does that happen? Because it's not a vaccine, it helps with symptoms? Is that it? Is that how this works?
Well, they changed the definition on the CDC website, so.
What does the definition say now?
It helps to prevent the actual symptoms.
Symptoms. So are they going to cancel the game? What are they going to do? Have no coaches? I don't know. What are they going to do? And then, what about the team they played? They beat the crap out of, the Packers, I believe. So what's up with the Packers? We had a bunch of coaches test positive and a player. So what are the Packers going to do now?
No, it was very easy for them to do. They just blamed it because they were in Florida.
Because
they played in Jacksonville instead of Louisiana.
I see.
So it was all those Florida
people. It was a Florida deal, was it? I got you. All right, so I wanted to follow up on EC's story from yesterday about a little bit of weird timing where Britney Spears' father finally says, you know what, screw this conservatorship stuff. I'm tired of dealing with it. And he drops out of being her conservator. And literally the next day, she announces that she's engaged to Sam Asghari, something like that. Sam Asghari. And then so a lot of people are thinking that, okay, this dude's trying to take her dough, right? I mean, you would think so. And it's just coincidentally that they announced their engagement literally the day after the dad backs out of this, right? And it got me thinking, okay, what is this? Is this guy someone who has his own dough or not? And the obvious answer is no. I think he's a fitness instructor or something. No offense to you fitness instructors. It's an important profession.
Yeah, he probably makes decent money, but not Britney Spears money.
Yeah.
He is he has a little thing on IMDb, though.
Ooh.
But it's talking about he played football in high school. And that he's up and coming in the TV film industry, but no credits at all. I don't think he's done anything. I think
the guy made himself an IMDb page for something he's never done before.
And you can tell he made the page himself because it's so poorly written. Sam Asghari is an American actor that is up and coming in the TV film industry. Sam was born in the country of Iran. And then it's just mistake after mistake. He clearly went in and made his own page. There's no question about it. In high school, Sam played American football. He was involved in acting on stage in high school. After graduating from high school, he continued football and drama in college. Sam decided to get involved with the fitness industry and help people achieving goals. Sam lost about 100 pounds and is inspiration. He did, obviously. Wow. Very clearly, he wrote it. And no one's even been like, yo, you're about to marry Britney Spears. You might want to edit that thing.
Right.
But there's no credits. He hasn't done anything. It says,
but he's up and coming.
He's up and coming. It said, as of September 2021, Asghar has been announced his engagement to pop singer Britney Spears. He wrote this himself. He's trying to make money off this deal. I mean, that's obviously what he's doing. It literally has this on IMDb, but not one appearance in anything, according to this. And he obviously wrote it because it is wrought with errors. Completely and totally. So she's worth, they say she's only worth $50 million, which I know that's a lot of dough, but for her, you would think.
She's worth
that's what
that.
It says here. Her assets are valued at more than $50 million. That's what, so he ended up having to come out with a statement yesterday on Twitter saying, quote, thank you everyone who was concerned about the prenup. Of course, we're getting an ironclad prenup to protect my Jeep and shoe collection in case she dumps me one day.
He's trolling.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm. But then it made me think, okay, so let's say that you fall in love, okay? You fall in love. Mm-hmm. Do you get a prenup or do you just say, you know what, screw it. I'm just gonna hope that this works out and go right into it. What do you think?
Depends on your situation. When I
like
am
if
rich,
you have dough or not.
Yes, when I am rich, I will get a prenup.
So let's say you have a lot of money
and
you meet a dude who he's doing okay. You know, he's not rich, but he's doing okay. Mm-hmm. But you fall in love. Like one of these, we'll get married in a few months deals.
Okay.
Prenup or no?
Prenup.
EC, say you got a lot of dough You know, it doesn't work out with your wife. You have a lot of dough. You end up like finding a hot little thing, but she doesn't have a lot of dough. Okay.
And at this point, I have Howard Stern money.
No, but you have like you have $2 million in the bank or something like that.
Pretty good.
Yeah. What do? Do you get a prenup, or you say, you know what, I'm just going to throw caution to the wind and just go with love?
No, you definitely get one.
You think so?
Yes. The world's too crazy nowadays. But the question is the opposite, though.
What?
Do you, if you're madly in love with a rich person, do you feel slighted if they come to you and say, I want to get a prenup?
It's a good question as well. So, like, babe, you don't love me? Why do you want me to sign this piece of paper?
I wouldn't think that.
You would just be like, this is just how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the kind of guy who would just like say screw it. I'm running off to Vegas. I'm just getting married. I don't want a prenup. I feel like I know myself well enough to know that I'm like an idiot, and I would do that.
I can see you doing that.
Thank you. I mean, I think you're being an a-hole. Just so you know. Well, anyway, so Britney Spears getting married. I have some Britney Spears music lined up, but I feel like I've already sort of punished you enough with Matt Berry earlier.
I'll listen to Britney all day over Matt Berry.
Yeah.
Who would you choose? If I can only play one right now, would you go Britney or Matt Berry?
Britney.
Oh, my God. Sorry. How was I supposed to know? Oh, my God. We're about to get cut off the air for sure. All right. Thank you, Britney.
Oh.
Well, she is getting a prenup. I can't believe the weirdest part about this story to me is that as I was researching Sam Asghari, whatever, that he went in and literally wrote his own IMDb, and it's absolutely wrought with errors.
And what's worse is you could actually put more on an IMDb than he can.
Yeah.
Because you worked in television.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Kayla, get out your notepad. When we after the show today,
he would like you to put an IMDb.
You give me an IMDb page? Yeah. Seriously, I mean, I do 3 TV shows a week.
Yeah, and I'll make you a Wikipedia.
Okay, so
yes,
you need to put in there that he was born in Tennessee.
Yes,
he's played American basketball.
Yeah,
he worked as a Subway sandwich artist and Barney the Dinosaur. Yes.
And I fought off this chick at Subway who tried to have my babies.
I don't think we need to add that. Okay. That's unnecessary.
Please, please.
I'm putting in the American basketball.
He played American basketball in high school. All right, so you're not writing it down.
I have it in my head.
Okay. That means you're not going to do it. What do you think about people who create their own, like, IMDb or Wikipedias? I mean, it's a narcissist thing or what?
No. Yes, I don't, no, it is.
Really.
Do you think I'm at my own Wikipedia stage in life yet or not? I'm not there. You think I'm there?
Yes.
So you can just, like, go create a page for me?
It's a little deeper than that.
Oh, what do you have to do?
You have to code.
Oh.
So I would, like, hire someone on Fiverr.
Okay. Let's do it. I think we should. Well, I don't know. What do you think?
SEO.
Okay, yeah, do it then. And can you get it to where when you go to my high school, you know how to say famous people from this high school? Can you get me on that list too or no? So I went to Tennessee High School, right?
Okay.
So if Tennessee High School has a Wikipedia page. And so on there, it'll be like famous people from this high school. And mine's like, I don't know, I don't know. Hold on. Let's just do it. Tennessee High School.
He wants it to say just to go.
Yeah. I want to make sure.
In your face.
Exactly.
I mean, they can. You can go in and edit any Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I can't find it. But I want to be a famous person from that high school. You know what I mean? Yeah. Here, you know what? Break time. Hold on. Bristol. Tennessee.
Oh my gosh.
It's not, oh my gosh. This is important show stuff here. Don't oh my gosh me like that ever again, actually.
Oh.
God, I can't find it.
Notable alumni are Ernie Ford and Dave Loggins.
That's it?
Oh, you
That's
want
it.
Your name?
You can make it on. Dave Loggins related to Kenny? Or
I don't know.
Ernie Ford.
I mean, isn't that pretty sad that's the two most famous people from my high school?
He is the second cousin of singer-songwriter Kenny Loggins. So.
Dude, if it's the second cousin of Kenny Loggins is on there, I think you could put me on there.
He's best known for his 1974 song, Please Come to Boston, which was number 5 on popular music success. And number 1 on easy listening.
Okay.
So,
okay.
All right. Yeah, I think you could probably make this list.
So are you writing this down?
I'm
afraid
it in.
No, you're not. I know what you're doing. You're appeasing me. You're absolutely appeasing me right now, and it's pissing me off.
Yeah, in Tennessee, Ernie Ford was known for his hit recordings of the Shotgun Boogie and 16 Tons. Back in...
what is that?
He was born in 1919, so...
321-339-1055. Hit us up if you want. Captain Paul in Destin. Captain Paul. Hey, buddy, can I get a deal on a fishing trip? Since we're friends, you listen to the show, can I get like half off or something? Hey, Captain Paul, send me a picture of your boat, will you? Because we're coming up there October 21 and 22, broadcasting live October 21 from Emerald Coast Harley, live October 22nd from our station there in Fort Walton Beach. And I want you guys to come. I want to hang out. We're going to hang out. Let's leave it at that. More information to follow over the next month. Captain Paul is here. I tell my kids, you can stay 2 days or 2 weeks, whatever comes first. That's 2 days, right? That's funny. You can say 2 days or 2 weeks, whichever comes first. 2 days is always going to come first than that. Mm-hmm. Fish is here. I can't be 8 months with no women in a van. I need my space. Plus, I want to fish, and I don't want to hear nagging.
Okay.
Eric's dad. We are best friends. Most people think I'm his older brother. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, he's only 16 years older than I am, so.
He was 16?
Oh, yes.
Wow. I don't know. Did I know that?
I don't know if you did or not, but yes.
So he actually fell for that crap at Subway that I didn't.
Different things. much longer story.
I see.
Oh, God.
Colin is here. He's into fitness. Fitness D. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No.
Colin. Something about the mouth of Britney Spears. Never mind. Crystal checks in. Hello, Crystal. You can't go without for 3 months, JC. EC's right on. Go kayaking or canoeing. It'll tell you a lot about your relationship. It's called the canoe test. Mm-hmm. Usually it ends in him calling me names and jumping out of the canoe. That's not giving yourself a lot of credit, Crystal.
Yeah.
Prenup always, you're a sucker. I know I am. Whatever. Did you see the...
He's a hopeless romantic,
yeah,
people.
Aww. Exactly. We talked about that VMA thing and how we don't watch any of the award shows. Certainly not that one, but we were talking about it because of the fight outside with McGregor and the dude who's dating Megan Fox, mm-hmm, Machine Gun Kelly. Well, the ratings came out for this VMAs down 31% even from last year. Under 1 million people watch now.
Oh, wow.
I mean, literally more people watch.
I think more people watch your local news than,
yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Something around 900,000 people watched it, which I don't know why that makes me happy. It makes me happy.
I'm just over those shows. Oh. They're just stunts nowadays.
I'm over all of them. I could not agree with you anymore. But we need to get caught up on the news, I believe, EC. Are you ready?
News?
Are,
yeah,
you ready for the news?
Look how much news I have.
And without further ado, it's time for EC's non-drive time morning news.
You want to start in Florida?
Yes.
I think I only had one Florida story, so we'll go ahead and start there. Down in Clearwater, a 70-year-old man is in a little trouble because he body slammed a 10-year-old child.
What?
Yeah, so apparently the kids, this is around 6:30 p.m., and the kids outside on the playground outside of his apartment were just being too loud for this 70-year-old man, and he went outside angrily and picked up one of the children and body slammed him on the ground.
That's not very nice.
Nope.
Is he in jail now?
He is in jail for that. He was arrested on child abuse in Clearwater, and he is now in Pinellas County Jail. The child was unhurt, though, so good for him. So, you know that they're having all those issues in Australia where it's like a complete and total lockdown,
yeah,
craziness and stuff
it's
like that?
It's been like that the whole time almost, hasn't it?
For most of the point. Well, I'd like to introduce you one Darko Desick.
Darko Desick. Okay. Does he surf?
No. Oh. Well, maybe. I didn't ask him this question, but
does
he's a 64-year-old
chase
man.
Chase kangaroos?
He may have.
Okay.
But he was on the run for escaping jail in 1992.
Ooh.
So Darko was serving a 13 months. Was 13 months in his 3.5-year sentence for growing marijuana back in 1992, when he broke out of jail using tools including a hacksaw blade and bolt cutters. Well, Darko has been on the run since, and mostly he's been homeless, sleeping on the beach because of the pandemic. Aww. He decided to turn himself in because it was easier than being on the run now.
Yeah.
So after 30 years, he surrendered himself to the police because the COVID pandemic has made him homeless. And it's just easier to go back to jail.
So he's going to get 3 square.
I mean, yeah, he was only a 3-year sentence. I mean, that's pretty gutsy to go on a run like that for 30 years over a 3-year sentence.
Hold on, wait, time out. And Crystal, I had two Crystals here, and I know them both. Crystal Kellogg is here. So I know both of these Crystals. We do need to distinguish. So look, both of the Crystals that chime in on the show a lot, you got to give me a nickname or something so we can distinguish between the two of you. I need you two to think about it and get back with me. Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, one's cool and one's Kellogg, so.
Yeah. So do you mean you use full names? It's kind of weird to go full first and last name, isn't it?
Crystal K and Crystal C.
Crystal C and Crystal K? Yeah. We could do that. Yeah. All right.
Well, and then we just need the third text message is Crystal Meth.
Oh, God.
We do enough Crystal Meth stories on this program.
Exactly.
All right, but look, here's my plan. Crystal Cool, you're going to be Crystal C. Crystal Kellogg, Crystal K. But if you have a better idea, feel free. It's an open forum. Go ahead.
So in all places, Newburgh, Oregon, you would think that's a pretty liberal area right there.
You would think.
Well, there's some kids at that high school right now that are in trouble because they were on Snapchat participating in what was called a virtual slave trade. What a terrible idea this was.
Hold on, what?
So they were a group of kids. You would guess they were mostly white kids. But they were on Snapchat basically passing pictures around of the other African-American students and then saying what they would offer to pay for them.
Oh, wow.
What are you doing? You're calling the South super racist up there in Newburgh, Oregon.
Oh, wow.
Andrew has some ideas for you, Crystals. He wants to go cornflake and Cool Whip.
I like that one.
I don't know about that. I'll have to let them decide. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I like that one.
Cornflake. Hey, welcome, Cornflake, to the show.
If you're currently living in Mexico, there is a lottery going on. And it's a lottery that you kind of may want to be part of because they are putting a lottery countrywide for El Chapo's safe house, the one he escaped from once the Marines came down to him and there was a like a tunnel underneath his toilet his bathtub.
I heard about that.
And he escaped out of that, and that's how he escaped on the run again.
Mm-hmm.
So the government is actually giving away that in a national lottery. So if you want El Chapo's safe house.
That's pretty cool.
I probably would say I'll pass on that because...
Is that where Sean Penn hung out with him and with the...
I think so, yeah.
With what's her face?
Yeah. But I would probably say, yeah, I'm going to pass on that. Last thing I want is anything with El Chapo because he's still pretty revered over there.
Yeah,
and,
you're going to get shot.
Companies. Yeah,
but it would be cool. I think we need a few years still to let everything calm down before I'm going to go live in El Chapo's house.
In Brunswick County, Virginia. I love this story. It makes me laugh, too. A drug-carrying drone that was bound for the Virginia Correctional Facility, well, he dropped his package too short, which ended up landing outside a Brunswick Academy school.
Oh. So, on the playground.
Yep. The drone was carrying a package that contained marijuana, tobacco, cell phones, and a USB to C lightning converter,
yeesh,
which is big money inside the jail.
Yeah.
They found it on the grounds, found a suspicious package. They opened it up, found out it was going to be a drone drop. A drone dropped it, and it too short. Somebody's going to get in trouble for that one.
No kidding.
You know, I think we had this story similar to this one a couple weeks ago. What is the one thing that you shouldn't do when you're drunk driving and have a crash?
Stop and pull over and help somebody else?
Well, this one kind of is the same way. This man, a Southern Indiana couple, actually, they're facing charges after investigators said they were involved in separate crashes at the same location, and they were both super drunk. So Donald Ricketts, 56, of Poseyville, was driving his Nissan Frontier when he drove left of center and struck the driver's side of a tractor trailer that was heading south. He was drunk, called his wife, hey, come pick me up, I've been in an accident. His wife also was super drunk, and when she got there, she plowed into the back of his parked truck.
Oh my God. Michael in Gainesville, Georgia makes a good point. We also have two Michaels in Gainesville.
Okay, well, you all are going to just have to start getting different names.
We have Michael in Gainesville, Georgia, and Michael in Gainesville, Florida. We might need some distinguishing features on you two as well.
Yeah.
Stop having the same names.
Exactly.
Cornflake, Cool Whip? No, that's the other two. Go ahead.
So, Cheryl, which is his wife, her blood alcohol content was 0.22. Her husband, Donald, he beat her out with a 0.28.
That's pretty high, right?
Very high. Very, very drunk.
That's drunk enough you get the shakes the next day, I think.
You're going to be hurting a little bit. Over in the UK, this is another one of those TikTok things, but this is big in the UK, apparently. So, shops in the UK have been warned to stop selling beans to kids. So
why?
Apparently there's a TikTok thing called hashtag bean bandits.
What the?
And over in the UK, their kids are taking baked beans and smearing them on people's driveways, doors, and cars.
For what?
So the West Yorkshire Police has urged shopkeepers to be aware of the youths buying large quantity of cans of beans.
Oh my
God. In case
God.
They are beaning
I love the UK sometimes. We gotta be over in the US like, hey, don't sell kids cans of Cool Whip or of whipped cream because they're doing whippets, or don't sell them vapes or whatever.
Wow.
They're over there, you can't sell them beans.
Oh, it makes sense.
All right. Two stories left, and the last one is my favorite by far. Okay, they're gonna have to help me with this. That company, it's Balenciaga.
Balenciaga.
What is that? That's the clothing one that has the expensive jacket that's like reversible?
Okay. Well, they're in a little bit of trouble. Have you seen this?
Uh-oh. No. I like this.
Okay, so they are basically accused of cultural appropriation and racist after they put on their shop what could be best subscribed as, in the black culture, you'll see a lot of the gray sweatpants and the boxers peeking out of the top.
Yeah.
That's kind of a common.
Oh, the one
look.
That's attached.
Yeah. They're selling a pair that are attached.
Yeah.
So it looks like the sagging sweatpants and boxers. You want to take a guess on how much they're charging for gray sweatpants with some boxers?
$1,500, right?
Yeah, it's $2,000.
Oh, my God. Oh. Whatever.
But apparently their sales have tanked hard because people are going after them. Like, they are just calling it a grotesque similarity to the iconic African American hip hop aesthetic worn by black men.
Dude, this is unbelievable what just happened. I'm sorry. Very good job. You see anything else?
Oh, no, we got one more.
Go ahead. Sorry. You got some. Let's just say a member of our audience is now on my high school Wikipedia page right now before me.
I'm going to bring it up here.
Do the story. We're going to take a break.
You have to listen to this one because this is the best one. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Oklahoma City man allegedly defecates in a Metro City store freezer. Women accidentally puts her hand in it while reaching for groceries that are covering it.
No.
So an Oklahoma City man allegedly defecated in the grocery store freezer Sunday night, and a woman who was shopping accidentally put her hand into it while reaching for groceries. This quote is from Miss Shirley Wright Johnson, who said, "I pick up a bag of pizza rolls, and there's literally S. Human S. Excuse my language. I was upset. I was disgusted. I feel violated." Wright Johnson said she was trying to comprehend what happened while picking up a bag of pizza rolls. I grabbed the bag. I felt something smushy on the bag, so I turned it over, and there it was. So apparently there's a police video of this where the individual observed went to the cooler section where he proceeded to defecate inside one of the coolers before leaving the business. The man was also there taking pictures of women.
Wow.
So this dude had a great Sunday night where he was like, I'm going to go to the grocery store, going to creep shot some women and poop on the pizza rolls.
Yeah, disgusting. Anything else?
That's it.
When we get back, I had told Kayla earlier that I want to be on the notable people from Bristol, Tennessee High School. Notable alumni, I should say. One of our favorite texters and callers just texted in that he beat me to the punch. And I literally pulled up the Wikipedia page for my high school and he's there.
Oh.
I'll tell you who it is. One last quick break. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Florida Man Radio.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
I gotta tell you, it feels pretty dirty creating your own Wikipedia page. But it feels even dirtier putting your name on your high school Wikipedia page under notable alumni, which I instructed Kayla to do in hour number one. However, someone beat me to the punch. I got a text during the last segment from Colin. Checking back in. I'm in your high school wiki before you. And I thought he was just messing around. So I go to my high school Wikipedia page. Guess who's there? Colin Murphy. American baseball player and radio caller. I had no idea it was that easy.
It's that easy.
You just go in and you put whatever you want?
Yes.
And then who edits? Who's like, oh, screw this guy?
Somebody can look on it. Yeah, probably whoever created it is going to get a thing that says there's been an edit. And then we'll look at it and see.
So how long do you think Colin Murphy will show up on my Wikipedia page?
It could take people a long time.
Really?
Yeah, something like that. It doesn't look like it's been updated all that much.
Yeah. I'm pretty impressed, Colin. I got to tell you. And by the way, what a boring-ass high school I must have gone to. Literally, notable alumni, Ernie Ford, Dave Loggins, and Colin Murphy now. And he put American baseball player and radio caller. Good job, Colin. Well done. So are you really creating me a Wikipedia page or no?
Yes.
It feels dirty.
But
I don't know.
Should I change the name?
Why?
I can't put Justin R. Clark.
Because there's already a Justin R. Clark?
Who's that guy?
I think he's
a politician.
I believe he's
he worked for Donald Trump.
Yeah, he was President Trump's attorney, spokesperson.
Yeah, literally has the same exact
I used
thing.
To get hate mail almost every day in my email.
Oh, you can't even put JC on there because he put, quote, Justin R. Clark, quote, JC Clark.
So, yeah, I used to get, people would send me nasty, threatening emails saying, I can't believe you support this a-hole Trump. And I wouldn't respond, but it got a little scary. I was getting, like, threats. Because, first of all, I'm a lawyer, of course. My name is Justin R. Clark, just like that guy. I'm on a conservative radio station. So people just put it all together. They thought I was that guy. I would get calls all the time, actually. And some of it was support. They're like, thank you for what you're doing for our president. We love him.
And you said, you're welcome.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, no problem. Send me money.
Here's my address.
Yeah, send me a check. Wow. And then some people would say, I want you dead, basically. Oh. So that's it was an interesting time in my life, I would say. Justin R. Clark, the lawyer, conservative radio host, spokesman for President Trump. And no one ever sent me a check. Just death threats. That's all. I had to call the cops once, actually, because I was getting these threats. But it wasn't me. I wasn't President Trump's attorney. It was this other Justin R. Clark who's apparently hijacking my ability to get on Wikipedia now. Can we edit him? Why can't we edit his name?
We could.
Yeah,
let's take the R out, and you can put Justin R. Clark when you
put
mine up.
Right back.
Yeah. Oh.
Because there's probably a reason there's probably a Justin Clark on Wiki already. That's why you had to put the R in there.
I gotcha. What did you think of Norm MacDonald? Did you know he was battling cancer? I had no idea.
Nobody did. I mean, you could tell there was something up because he just didn't look really good late in his life.
Apparently, he was battling it for a decade, but he didn't want to tell anybody. I kind of liked his comedy. Did you like it or not? You weren't a Norm.
No, I did like his comedy.
I was a Norm MacDonald fan. I mean, not a huge fan, but I liked his comedy. They said he was battling cancer for a decade. I had no idea. They said he never wanted the diagnosis to affect the way the audience or any of his loved ones saw him. He once wrote that a joke should catch someone by surprise. It should never pander. SNL from 93 to 98. Do you know he wrote for the Roseanne show? I don't remember that.
I did see that.
I did not know that. But anyway, rest in peace, buddy. I had no idea you were sick. No idea. Well, let's play a little Norm MacDonald just so we can honor him.
Scientists have developed a version of the internet that is up to 100 times faster than the current system. According to analysts, those using the new system to log on to America Online will now be disconnected in 3/1,000th of a second.
All right, I just wanted to play something. I don't think that was the funniest bit, but a lot of F-bombs in his comedy, so I had to go with something a little vanilla, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, so the other Justin Clark that's on here was actually a soccer player that played for Orlando City.
Oh, yeah.
For two years.
He was screwing up my Google here locally. People would search for Justin Clark, and it was the soccer dude showing up.
So we
is he still here?
No, he's not. He hasn't played since 2014.
I was hoping they traded that MF-er. He's screwing everything. Yeah, just trust me. He was screwing up my Google.
He can't help that he has that name.
Well, but, they can trade him, and it seems like they did, thankfully. I'm glad. All right, Kayla, are you ready?
Yeah.
EC, let's hit it.
Time for a cup of tea with the queen.
So, Chris Brown, he posted on his story on Instagram, y'all happy with Biden? Because WTF? And some people were upset with him. But it's actually kind of funny because, it's just the whole situation.
What? What do you do?
Like, with Joe... With Joe.
What about it? What about it?
Like, he's not that great.
But you also can't take a lot of comments from Chris Brown of all people.
But it's just funny, like, the hate he's getting.
Political commentator Chris Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, I just thought that was hilarious.
Never go on a canoe trip with Chris Brown.
Yeah. I wouldn't do those things. But I do like his music. Okay, Rick Ross. Y'all know Rick Ross.
He's like the like heavy set boss guy.
Yeah. Boss guy. Okay.
He's like the what's that guy who's in jail now? He was the boss. Come on. The guy, guy smoked the cigars. He was like,
he's not Suge Knight.
Suge Knight.
Yeah, no.
He's no Suge Knight.
Nowhere near. Yeah. Suge Knight wasn't a rapper. He was just like a.
He was a boss.
Yeah. But Rick Ross, he gifted his 16-year-old son a Wingstop franchise.
Really?
Yes. I thought that was quite interesting.
Oh, okay.
Pretty so, yeah. mean of him since they don't have any wings to sell.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
Here's a Wingstop. Learn to sell fries.
Thighs. That's what they're selling, the thigh stop. But I thought that was pretty interesting and pretty unique as a gift instead of, you know, giving them whatever.
Cash.
That or just random, like jewelry, like that's pointless to me in my head. Okay, another thing, Apple lovers. I know EC, you have an Android, it's your tier, but iPhone 13 is coming this month, September 24th. It will drop. The prices range from $699 all the way to $1,599.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so some of the features, which don't really excite me, to be honest, but it's a flat design with ceramic shield, and there's a mirror on the back.
Oh, yeah. So run out now.
Yeah.
Trade your phone in, get an $800 phone for one that's got a mirror on the back.
When you buy a phone, do you do the let's pay cash or do you pay it over time thing?
Pay it over time.
I do too.
Yeah. I'm not.
Because you don't feel like you're paying $1,000 for a stupid phone when you pay it over 12 months.
I can't justify myself going there like, give me that phone right there for
$1,500. That'll be $1,200 today for a phone?
But yeah, I'm not getting this phone. I'm not the type of person to jump on new technology. So, but to each his own, if y'all want to jump on that, go ahead. Have fun. Now for the word of the day, if my computer would act right. Slaps.
Slaps.
So slaps means.
Like slaps that ass?
Oh, God.
I'm just asking. I'm trying to guess.
Are you thinking of the van?
Go ahead.
Okay. Slaps mean like. It's good. Like, this food slaps.
Oh.
That's what people say.
Like, the pizza at Chuck E. Cheese slaps.
Yeah, but I don't think
never
anybody
heard anybody say that.
No, you're right.
Never heard that.
I couldn't think of a good pizza place all of a sudden.
Oh, my gosh. That one of all places.
What was that? Like, your brain just shut off?
The salad bar at Chuck E. Cheese slaps. Right?
Getting worse.
Is there a salad bar at Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh yeah, it's disgusting.
There is,
You never want to. You never want to eat.
It just sounds disgusting.
It is because it is. You got a little kid sneezing all over it after playing in the balls.
Yeah, literally.
You know.
Oh my gosh.
Nothing better than playing hoop shot and then going to the salad bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Disgusting. If you want to ask me.
There's just little kids palming cherry tomatoes out of there.
Oh. Do you know, they have the little plastic spoons for a reason, a-hole kid. Yeah, I don't need you grabbing the cherry tomatoes barehanded after doing hoop shot.
Yes, exactly.
That does not slap.
It doesn't.
I know it doesn't slap. Can I use it negatively like that too, or do I have to?
No.
So it has to be like, the pizza at what's a good pizza place? Can't think of anything, can you? See? You see, you know how I feel now.
What's it? Starts with a D.
Domino's. I don't think that slaps either, necessarily.
I like it.
A million pizza places, the best we can come up with is Chuck E. Cheese and Domino's today.
Yeah.
What a mess. What a disaster. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Excellent work today. Kayla.
Gracias.
Sorry about making you take that quiz earlier.
It's okay.
It was fun.
She needs to get on that Wikipedia, though,
quickly
before
I know.
Colin gets it.
Here's who we went to Tennessee High School now. Colin, Kirk, not the jerk, EC's wife, Jeremy, not in Lakeland, Bebby in Tennessee, James.
Cindy Clark.
No Justin. Unbelievable.
So
all right, good
sad.
Job today. Kayla, more about you can be found exactly where?
Instagram, Glit X.
Same question to you, EC, buddy.
At my new Chuck E. Cheese style pizza place, Eric Stacey's STEACY Pizza Slaps.
If you want to follow me at ATTY Justin Clark on Instagram and Twitter, happy to have you. Hey, by the way, thanks for joining me today. I love you. I do. I think that spending time with you is the best part of my day. Tell your friends. There's no other station like this. Tell them to download the app. Listen to us anywhere they want. All past shows are right there immediately. Podcast format. I do have one more favor to ask of you, though. Could you stick around? Because Bill O'Reilly is up next, followed by my good buddy, the legend himself, ladies and gentlemen, Edward Till. That is when Shando takes over. He's the anchor tenant around here with the Shannon Burke Show. EC pulling double duty for day number 8. We think?
Maybe.
Not sure? We think so. I'm guessing I would put my house on EC will be here for the Shando Show with DJ as well. The party starts again tomorrow morning with the big man himself, Bubba the Love Sponge. Kayla, I don't know much, but I do know one little teeny tiny thing.
And what is that?
I'll see you right back here again tomorrow morning on the Florida Man Radio Network.